Kara, I am going to tell you four letters that can mean the difference between getting medical care or not for many Americans. Are you ready?
Hit me.
FQHC.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That's a federally qualified health center, but I usually just call them community health centers.
Well, you know, most patients who go to these don't know they're going to an FQHC. It's not like those letters are in the name. But the most important thing to know about these clinics is they provide care to both insured and uninsured patients at affordable costs. We talked to Eduardo Mendoza, whose girlfriend goes to Connect Us Health in Nashville for monthly blood draws. She doesn't have insurance. Said it would cost $700 elsewhere.
With that financial assistance program that they have, it's covered up to $30. That's the most that she's had to pay.
And if it were much more, she'd just go without.
I didn't realize that they did lab work.
Yeah, they're pretty focused on primary care usually, but also they do pediatric care, prenatal. A lot of them have imaging, labs, even a pharmacy. Some clinics also do dental care and mental health services. They're trying to be a one-stop shop. The one thing they don't do usually is emergency care.
Okay, so Eduardo gave us the amount of $30 for blood draws. How did they decide that amount, and does everybody pay something different?
Well, the big question is if you have insurance, but if you don't, the office staff will usually ask for a pay stub to verify your income and then ask how many people are in your household, and then they'll use a sliding scale to determine what you owe.
So it's not free.
Well, usually not. But the point is they want to work with just about anybody to make it doable.
You know, from my reporting and talking to people in my life, I don't think a lot of people know that these community health centers exist. Any idea why?
I spoke to Katina Beard of the Matthew Walker Comprehensive Health Center, another FQHC. For one, you know, they don't have a marketing budget. But she also said there are people who are just skeptical of getting care at a low-cost clinic.
I think people believe that the services are substandard in some way. And I have to tell them that we are accredited just as your private physician offices. Our staff are board certified. And so there is no difference between the quality of care that you will receive at a federally qualified health center versus another entity.
Okay, so these clinics sound like a good option, but let's keep it 100, Blake. People aren't going to remember FQHC. So what's really the best way to find one?
All right, take it to the Google and Google Federal Health Center Near Me, and a locator should pop up. There are 1,400 in the U.S., so chances are one or maybe even a few of them will be near you.
You know, it can be really scary not to have health insurance, and a lot of people sit around and suffer, but it's good to know that these community health centers are a place where you can go and get what you need.